Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, and challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hello, this is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. This is the podcast where we come together every single week to grow together as leaders, to learn, to develop. I'm excited always every week that you join me in this place. You could be anywhere. I'm listening to anything, but I appreciate you just pausing a little bit to get poured into. This podcast is designed to help develop leaders. I believe iron sharpens iron, and we go from glory to glory, faith to faith, strength to strength. And I'm excited about developing that leader inside of you, providing content, challenging you to be your best self. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, thank you so much. Somebody cared enough about you to make certain that you locked in. And I want to make sure that I know who you are. The way we can stay connected is on my Instagram, Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you follow me there. Let me know if you're a first time subscriber to this space. I want you to subscribe now and make sure you let me know where you're from. Of course, you can also go to josephwalker3.org, get content and things that I'm putting out there that'll bless your life. And I hope that you'll be able to get my books. I've got a brand new book, and it's called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Get your hands on it. I promise you it will be a blessing to your life. So let's do that. I appreciate you for that. And of course, I do want you to go over to my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny and Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And so I do want you to know that we are putting our content there that helping to mentor marriages, single folk, people that are in business, etc. We're talking about it all. So go and check it out. It will bless you. And of course, make sure you are a next level reader. Man, we have a wonderful book club. I'd love you to be a part of it. So check it out. And I promise you, just by texting book club to 78228, that's how we do it every single week. And I definitely appreciate you. We meet once a month, and of course, we have groups in between, so it'll be a blessing for you. So thank you so very much. So today, I want to get into a topic, of course, about how do you, as a leader, and I want you to really hear this, you know, when the vision feels vulnerable, how do you lead through seasons of uncertainty? Sometimes, you know, the vision can feel a little shaky, and we talked recently about, you know, how to make certain that you kind of maintain your calm in the midst of changes, et cetera. But I want to really help you understand that it's a part of leadership. There are going to be those moments when you're in these places when things are not making sense. They're not coming together. Your team is looking at you for guidance and you don't have all the answers. What do you do in moments like that? How do you navigate seasons like that? As a leader, it's important to step up and to embrace it, not run from it, not go into denial about it, but to confront it. And to be willing to confront it in a way that sets the tone for how you and your organization is going to be successful. That's what a next level leader does. Steps up to the plate, confronts it, comes up with a plan and a strategy of how we're going to be successful, even in the midst of things we don't understand right now. Let me talk to you first of all about the importance of faith. That's our first principle today. Because it's really the ability to believe in what you saw, even when you can't see it right now. As a leader, you're out here and you're the one who is literally projecting this vision to your team. And you know you saw it. And you saw it in the spirit, but you don't see it now. How do you translate that to your team when there's so much uncertainty and people are wondering, well, is this ever going to manifest? Or is this thing ever going to come to pass? I tell people all the time, we get vision like in Revelation first, and then there is manifestation, which is the last process of it. And you have to be willing, right, to stay faithful to the what was revealed to you. The revelation. You get it? It was revealed to you. And you got to believe in what you saw. There were moments in my life when I knew I knew what I saw. I know even some things I see now. And sometimes I can say, well, God, it just looks like it's not going to happen. But I know what you told me. I know what you showed me. I believe it. And you just got to hold to that. No matter what setbacks you encounter, no matter how difficult it might get, holding on to what you saw is critical to you being successful, particularly in seasons of uncertainty. So it takes a great deal of faith to do that. And faith is important. Here's a question. Do you believe in what you saw? Do you believe enough in it that even when it's not manifesting yet, you can still hold true to it and survive those seasons of uncertainty, those seasons when you don't know how things are going to work out, but yet you are still holding on and trusting that what you saw will come to pass? That's the kind of faith that a next level leader has to have. But also a next level leader must focus. You have to protect your perspective so that you don't panic. Focus is about, I'm not going to be distracted by other people's opinion. I'm not going to be distracted by perhaps what may be happening in culture and around me. I am literally going to protect my perspective. I'm going to guard my ear gate, guard my eye gate, guard what comes out of my mouth. I'm protecting my perspective because I don't need to be anxious and panicky. Because when I'm panicking, you know what happens? My team begins to panic. It's like flying, going through turbulence. Your natural tendency is to look at the flight attendant. They're sitting there reading and calm because they've been through this before. You're taking your cue from them. And if they're looking nervous and they're looking a little unsettled, then you begin to get nervous because you're like, whoa, I have a reason now. But let me tell you something. Focus is the thing that can help you arrive at your destination much easier, much calmer, with the spirit of peace upon your life if you do not panic. Can I talk to you and tell you something? Stop panicking. Stop being anxious and nervous and staying up all night long, worrying about stuff you can't change. Remember, you have to make sure you protect your perspective. Everybody can't speak into your ear. You got to be mindful of what you watch. Be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. You do those things, you are guarding your perspective. The third thing is about flexibility. How do you adjust without abandoning your original assignment? One of the things that every next level leader should know is that being a leader is about having adaptability. Being able to be flexible with your schedule, your time. Yeah, you had a specific time this thing was supposed to happen. Yes, you had a specific way you thought it was going to manifest. But what if it doesn't manifest the way you thought it was going to manifest? Do you still have the ability to be flexible? Do you still have the ability to be in with the uncertainties and move with it and say, you know, if not this, then this, or I'll make adjustments here? That's what leaders do. I can't tell you the countless times I've had to make adjustments, but all along, I never abandon my assignment. You can pivot, you can make adjustments, just don't abandon the original assignment. Just because things are not happening at the pace in which you intend does not mean God changed his mind concerning you. So don't abandon that, just adjust. Maybe not this month, maybe 3 months down the road, maybe not this year, maybe next year. You get it? The ability to be flexible, not so stern, not so black and white, but saying, God, however you want to do it, whenever you want to do it, I believe it's going to happen. That's why you need number four, fortitude. Fortitude, man, is something that's lacking out here. We have so many people who give up so quickly, who just as soon as things get tough, they walk away. But fortitude says you have to endure when expectations aren't met. That stick-to-itiveness, that ability to just fight, like Paul says, like to fight the good fight of faith, right? To endure hardness as a good soldier. As a leader, man, you can't be a wimp out here. You got to have some endurance. You got to have some stick-to-itiveness. You can't bounce every time things don't go your way. Fortitude matters. When you operate with a level of fortitude, you'll begin to see things done in your life. Let me tell you something. The word for you today is hang in there. I said the word for you today is to hang in there. No matter what's happening in your life, continuously hang in there, because the blessing of God is going to come over your life, not on the sidelines, but while you're still in the game. Does that make sense? Fortitude matters. So I want you to hold on to that fortitude. I want you to trust and believe that you are built for this. That you have come too far to give up, to walk away just because things are a little tight and uncertain. This is what you're made of. Fortitude. Man, it's the key to success. Number five, and I want to talk about this a little, is feedback. Can you say that? Feedback. What do you mean by that? Well, listening to trusted counsel and not fearful critics. Putting myself in a position, man, where I can ask people, what do you think I should do? How are we trending? What's going on? You know, I have mentors in my life, people that I trust to speak into my situation, no matter what it is. I want them to tell me the truth. I have one mentor that if I mentioned their name, you would know exactly who they were. They're a worldwide global phenom, right? And boy, you know, I got this long text message, 2 o'clock in the morning from them. They were pouring their heart into me about, you know, my motive and pouring their heart into me about making certain that my intentions were pure. Feedback. Feedback. What am I to do now? Am I going on the right path? You need people who are not impressed and can tell you the truth. Most of the folks who work for you are not going to give you the 100% truth, because they're going to think about what that truth may cost. But you need mentors, people who can pour into your life and give you the feedback you need in order that you can continuously thrive and be successful. Hope that makes sense. Here's number six, a foundation. See, it's about the return to why God called you in the first place. Why did God call you in the first place? What was this about? Like, this is what you come to a place and you begin to realize, wait a minute, you know, that this is what was happening. Like, I recognize that I was built for this moment. And I understand that he could have chosen anybody to do this thing that I'm trying to do, but he chose me. I'm not going to abort the mission. I don't know who this is for. Don't abort the mission. Don't give up. Why? Because God called you to do this. He chose you to do this. There's something he saw, some things he saw in you that you have yet to even realize exist in yourself. I just believe that this is a moment that you return to the why God called you in the first place. Why God entrusted this to you in the first place. This is a beautiful opportunity to do that. Oh boy, your foundation is, this is what I'm built on. My why, the reason, the very reason why I was chosen for this particular assignment. That's what foundation looks like. Well, let's review. We're saying a lot today, man, and I'm enjoying this one today. We're talking about really, how do you lead through seasons of uncertainty, right? Your vision feels vulnerable. Number one, we said you got to believe in what you saw, even if you don't see it right now. Do you believe in what God showed you? I know it may not be manifesting right now in your bank account or on your job or in your family, but do you really believe it? When God shows me something or tells me something, I'm telling you, I'm standing on it. I'm holding on to it. Number two, it's about focus. Protecting your perspective. Making sure you're not out here panicking and nervous all over the place, but you're truly, truly protecting your perspective. Number three is about flexibility, adjusting without even abandoning the assignment. Just being at a place in your life where you're able to have some flexibility and yet consistency. And then fortitude. How do you endure? How do you have a level of resilience? This is what it's all about. I want to make certain as a next level leader that I'm not a quitter. I endure hardness as a good soldier. I am a person who knows how to hang in there, to keep pushing, to keep going. And then we talked about feedback, listening to trusted counsel, not fearful critics, but truly listening to people who can give me wise counsel regarding where I am and what next steps need to happen. There's nothing more powerful than having trusted counsel in your life. The Bible talks about that, right? And being in the multitude of counselors as wisdom. That's a powerful thing, man. to truly, truly get to a place in your life where you get surrounded by the right people that can pour into you. Number six, we talked about a foundation. Really returning back to why God called you in the first place. Going back to that first love. Going back to like, God, I understand now. You could have chosen anybody, but you chose me. Here's number seven, guys. I love it. It's about future. Because keep leading with the end in mind, not the emotion of the moment. Think about the future. Think about the long game. Think about the decisions you made today can impact over the long term the things you're trying to accomplish. Think about right now leading with the end in mind, pushing through with the end in mind. This is powerful, man. I always say begin with the end in mind. Everything I do, I'm always thinking about how it's going to turn out. And you know, that's actually destiny, destination, destiny. How does it turn out? I want it to turn out in such a way that it always brings glory to God. In the end, I want to make certain that I have accomplished what God has called me to accomplish. You get it? Future. Keep leading with the end in mind. The fruit is going to come. The blessing is going to come. What you're trying to accomplish is going to happen. Don't give up in the process. Don't allow frustration to break you. I believe somebody listening to me right now is saying, wow, I need to hear this because I'm so frustrated and I'm wondering if this thing is actually worth it. Can I tell you something? It's worth it because you matter. You're gifted for it and you're going to make certain it comes to fruition. Whew. That was real today, guys. That was real. And I want you to make sure you let me know what you thought about it. Okay? I want you to hit me up on Instagram, send me a message and let me know. Just put it out there in the public space and let me know, hey, this is how this podcast blessed my life, and encourage other people to subscribe to it. Put a picture of the podcast up there and just say, hey, you got to listen to this one. Also, I want to make sure you follow me, Joseph Walker 3. Let's stay connected. Follow me. You find out where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be there at josephwalker3.org. Get my books, content that I believe can truly be a blessing to your life. And then, of course, I want to encourage you. Go to my wife and I's YouTube page, as I said. That's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe to that, and I truly would appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for all of you. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. Help me reach 1 million people. That's my desire and my goal. And I hope something was said today that really empowered you and blessed you. I want you to be blessed. Until next time, peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.